Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sex and Religion edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. It's Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program. And I come to you at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. I won't say every Thursday because every now and then I need a little break. But most Thursday nights and on Relationships 360 Degrees, yours truly and my guest provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain healthy, long-lasting relationships. And tonight we kick off our conversation about sex and religion with Reverend Naomi King. She's a community minister, openly gay minister in the state of New York. And she's also the daughter of
Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Mm-hmm. She's listening intently as I give her introduction, so sorry for that. She's also the daughter of Stephen King. We all know who that is. And she recently wrote her own book. Of course, he's an acclaimed book author. She wrote her own book called The Practices of Love, edited by Jonathan Brink, published by Civitas Press, in which she has an essay on loving one's enemy. She'll talk more about that book later on in the program, but I also wanted to introduce our other guest. We'll be bringing in Ray Williams. He's a senior pastor of Vision Christian Center Church in Shreveport, Louisiana. He'll be joining our discussion as well. And if time allows, we'll also add his wife, Molita Williams. She's a medical doctor and the co-pastor of VCC. We'll bring her into the conversation as well. Reverend King and Pastor Williams, it's my honor to have you both on the show tonight to dialogue about the religious, or should I say the spiritual implications of the everyday decisions we make as people and as a society about sex.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. And you guys can call in, our listeners, the Relationships 360 listeners, you guys can call in and talk to both of our guests or myself at 714-409-0610. And that number is on the show's Blog Talk Radio page. It's also posted inside the chat room where you can always type your questions and your comments. So we'll be taking a look at that, monitoring the chat room throughout the program to see what you have to say, and I'll be sharing some of those on the air, either in the form of a comment or a question, and then our guests will speak to, you know, your concerns or your inquiries. And again, if you want to join that conversation, you can give us a ring at 714-409-0610, and don't forget to click the raise hand icon so that we know you wish to speak. Of course, if you're not in a position to call in, again, you can type your questions and comments in the chat room, which is open right now. And I see you guys pouring in. So I want to thank you, say thanks to all of you Relationships 360 listeners out there in the audience. Reverend Naomi, we'll start with you. Tell us about your personal journey into the ministry.
All right. I used to be a restaurateur, and I started going to a Unitarian Universalist congregation, and they are the ones who convinced me that God had a call for me in the ministry. And I followed that with a lot of prayer and discernment, and finally became fellowshipped and ordained, fellowshipped with the Unitarian Universalist Association, and ordained by my home congregation, First Universalist Yarmouth in Maine. And I have served in parish life, and I now am a community minister serving digitally, reaching people everywhere digital, and writing when I can. I was just one of many contributors to the excellent volume, The Practices of Love, edited by Jonathan Brink and published by Civitas Press.
Yeah, can you give us some more information about what that book is about?
Sure. It's, you know, we're reminded to love God, love our neighbor, love ourselves, and also to love our enemies. And I wrote in the section about loving your enemy, and each of these practices of love that Jesus and God ask us to follow have stories around them that are individuals living into those practices. So they're real-life stories, lots of different perspectives within a wider Christianity. So there are a couple of Universalist Christians, myself and Anna Snowyambos, who is a Universalist Christian young adult in the Unitarian Universalist Church of Atlanta, and a whole wide range of Christians in that same book sharing how they're loving God, how they're loving their neighbor, how they're loving themselves, and how they're loving their enemy. So whichever of those practices you find particularly difficult, I guarantee you there's a story in there for you.
And, of course, you are practicing love tonight. You're actually going to be showing our listeners some love by offering to give away a copy of Practices of Love to one of our listeners who win a random drawing. Basically, to be entered into the drawing, you need to go to the relationships360blog.com website, enter your name and email address. You will be entered into a drawing to win that book, Practices of Love, which Reverend Naomi King has contributed to, along with other Christians, many of the Universalist Christian faith as well. And I'm going to give you until Monday, June 20, when is that? That is the 28th, I believe, at midnight, or the 27th, at midnight to do that, to go out to relationships360blog.com, enter your name and email. And we'll be selecting the winner that following Tuesday, and the winner will be contacted, of course, via email. We'll get their contact information so that we can send them a copy of that book. Reverend Naomi, you mentioned that you were a Universalist pastor, or that is, you know, your belief or your faith. Tell us more about your personal beliefs as a Universalist believer and also the religion's followers.
Sure. I'm a Christian Universalist. It's one of the teaching traditions within Unitarian Universalism. We have lots of different schools of understanding how to approach the holy and what's meaningful in life, and we share common values, and that's why we're all in the same tent. So Christian Universalism says God is so loving that God will not exclude any of God's creation from the final destination of love, and that we all have worth and we all have gifts, and so let's get it together and make a merciful justice in a more loving world.
So, all right, and Pastor Ray, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's it. Okay, Pastor Ray, you have a different story of how you became a minister. I would like for you to share your story and also your religious background.
Well, my story started when I was about 10. I had an encounter with God that I didn't quite understand, didn't really know. Of course, being 10 years old, exactly what it meant, but I knew that it was God. And so, you know, I came up in the church. A bit of my background is I'm a foster kid. You know, my mother was a drug addict, my father was absent, and so I came up in the foster care system of Houston, Texas, and you know, through a lot of turmoil and hurt, kind of lost my way in the things of faith. And so for many years I strayed away from the church and really just lived kind of a what some would consider to be a wayward life, but it was life as I knew it. And so around the age of 23, I had yet another encounter where God spared my life, and I heard the voice of God audibly for the first time ever at that point. And so at that time, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that ministry was what I was called to do. It was something that I had always knew that I was, you know, destined for. And so shortly after that, still not necessarily heeding the call. I tried to do things my own way, and one night had an encounter. I got invited to a youth group and just you know, on a whim, and had an encounter.